Live stream number 20. I'm doing a response to the Louis Theroux quote unquote documentary here. I have to do a sound test first here to make sure that I'm actually on. Here, let me just check and see if the sound is working. If not, then I'm going to have to go and do a complete reset here, and I'm going to have to go and move everything over to my another computer because I don't feel like having to engage in another battle with the microphone here in order to get things done. Okay, so let's see. I am Naroki 5. This is the Naroki 5 live. Again, Naroki 5 live stream. I don't know what's going on with Kick here. Yeah, just give me a second, folks. This might actually take a cup. This might actually take a minute or two. Again, I got to test to see if the sound is actually working here. Otherwise, I'm going to have to move on to some other site here. Let me just check and look. All right. Test 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm working. All right. I'm working. The sound is actually coming through. All right. Where is my creator dashboard on Kick here? Why won't it come up? All right. All right, so it's working on Twitch. Well, okay, here's the opening music. That'll give me a couple of minutes here. Just hold on. Hold on.
Mercy! no escape from what I know. Call it glory, call it sound. Heaven's claws in sacred brown. If this is God, I stand condemned. Sanctified. Never end.
Welcome, everybody, to the Rookie 5 live stream. I see I lost a couple people with the music. That's okay. Rookie 5 live stream number 20, my response to the Louis Throw documentary. And I got to have the ditto signs up here. They say that you will... I did say at the start of the year... And they have said that when you get over the target, you start to get the most flack. And I did also say at the start of the year that they would start launching more concerted and directed attacks at the Manosphere as we start to go over the target. And that is exactly what's going to happen here. This absolutely was a hit piece. That being said, though, I listened to a lot of the takedowns. I even saw part of the documentary. It was, again, right, like, it is really... I mean, after I did my takedown of Mooncat a few years ago, and the amount of time, effort, and energy that it takes to do a proper takedown and to, like, dissect it inch by inch, cut by cut, whatever, I would have been on the air for, like, for this particular documentary, I probably would have been on the air for about 5 or 6 hours to do it. And I am not entirely certain about how long I'm going to be on the air tonight. I mean, I might only go for an hour and a half. I might go for four, right? I am not sure. I do know that Rolo Tomasi had to do two separate shows, each one 4 hours long. So he had to take a full 8 hours. Hammerhand did an hour and a half, and he couldn't get through the whole thing. Probably because, and I'm just going to start out here, right? The actual content involved is, again, I will get into the after effects after the fact. What I will tell you is that you can't really trust the mainstream media, to be honest. But before I get into anything else, why don't I just show you the opening, the Netflix opening on this, and then I will get into the pre-part, the actual interviews part, and then I will get in. Well, I'm just going to go as I go, and when I'm done, I'm done. That's really what it's basically going to boil on to, but... This is about 2 minutes long. This is one of the numerous trailers brought forward by Netflix. And oh, by the way, again, reporting me on YouTube does absolutely nothing. YouTube is only, like, I think 9% of my total following at this point. So yeah, if you want to report me for content violation on YouTube, like, be my fucking guest. Man, it's like I can live without YouTube. All right. In fact, I don't have anything monetized on YouTube, and nor am I going to be interested in monetizing anything on YouTube for a while. assuming YouTube is even around. But anyway, yeah, here's the opening. This will give you an idea of what to expect.
I normally train a little bit earlier in the day. I like to start my day off working out,
doing
hard things.
Who are you talking to?
What, do I not talk to them? Don't talk to him? Talk to you.
We're not on social media now. What would you say is the message?
I coach boys how to make money.
Wow, this is a nice spot.
How to be outside the system. How to be proper guys.
Shut up or not up.
Would you see me that way? Did you look at my arms?
The stature's not saying too much.
I was entering the manosphere, a wild frontier of streamers whose behavior is reshaping the culture.
People ask me why Miami, and I tell them because if it was 120 years ago, I'd be on a horse on the way to California to dig for gold.
Whose appeal has proved irresistible to hordes of young fans.
15 is probably like your main demographic.
No, it isn't.
They hear that content, they think it's acceptable.
Fuck the woman, fuck the woman.
What? What have I done?
I'm doing it for money. I don't care about
the morality of it.
I'm not living for other people, I'm living for myself.
The mother of my children, she doesn't talk to other men.
We don't cross into each other's lane.
Stings, huh? You seem upset by it. You seem upset by it.
Do you consider yourself a misogynist?
I love women and I actually understand them.
You think you know better than they do?
They want a guy that can lead them and dominate them.
Got anything to say to the live, Thoreau?
Not really. Do you think Satanists are running the world?
Absolutely.
They talk about misinformation on the internet. This is what they're talking about.
I'm raw, I'm not a puppet, I'm not controlled. I don't do this bullshit editing that you guys do, because I'm real.
Are you getting triggered?
I think this is a very appropriate image to start out with. That one. That one's going to be up for a while. At this point, anybody who's been in the manosphere for any period of time knows that the mainstream media is not their friend. And if you haven't, if you're new to the manosphere or you're just looking at what the manosphere is, and this is something that I've had to tell a lot of guys. In fact, there's a men group I belong to, and one of the guys on a bridge call not 2 days ago actually got his feathers ruffled when I told him that technically, and this is the Sterling Institute of Relationship, right? That, I mean, whether he likes the concept of the fact that, you know, Sterling, he doesn't consider Sterling to be part of the manosphere. In the view of guys like Louis Theroux and the Stooges that actually believe this particular individual, I mean, they're not going to distinguish. Just like, you know, they don't distinguish. The same group of people doesn't make any distinguish between men's rights activists and incels, or MGTOW and incels. And like those two comparisons are, those are not a side-by-side comparison. MGTOW and incel actually have very little in common. In fact, MGTOWs are actually rather hostile towards incels. And yeah, I am going to be doing this mostly from a MGTOW perspective. The first thing that struck me right off the bat when I started looking at this is the people that he interviewed. Sneeko, Myra Gaines, Justin Weller, HS Tiki Taki. I am only tangentially familiar. I've heard of Justin Weller. I've heard of HS Tiki Taki. I have never viewed, I mean, I've seen clips of Sneeko, but I have never listened to any of Sneeko's content. I have never listened to Justin Weller. I've encountered a couple of tweets with Justin Weller, HS Tiki Taki. Again, not heard of him, had never really paid a lot of attention chew him. Yeah, I'm gonna keep this white knight up because that's effectively what Louis Theroux is. In fact, while I'm talking about this, I'm actually gonna go look. I'm gonna actually find some simp photos here, and I'm actually gonna include those in the photo because it's like I think this is what Louis Theroux did is pretty much the absolute is epic. I mean, yeah. One of the things that immediately came up around this was the fact that, I mean, for the most part, I mean, it's, oh, you're going to love this. I just found a good simp photo. I'm just going to post this up. I am actually going to have to post this one up because it's just an absolute, it's just an absolute gem of a photo. I think even the way the photo looks versus how Andrew Theroux looks, I think that it just describes him perfectly. I'm going to actually talk for a little bit while I'm doing this. So what it boils down to is that, I mean, again, right, going right back to the very start of the show here, the whole issue with, like, the whole issue with, with Andrew Theroux is that, I mean, again, right, there were a couple people, Andrew Wilson, for instance, was one of them, said no. Tate, and again, right, even though Tate was not involved in this, Tate would have been involved with this if Theroux had agreed to pay him. Theroux chose not to pay him. There is some B-roll footage of Andrew Tate in this thing. Again, right, you can't do a documentary if you're in the mainstream and not have footage of Tate, even though, again, Tate is not in. I gotta emphasize this, Tate is not in this, and Tate was smart enough not to get involved. The other thing on this is that there was another guy who was in on it, and he did show up on the Rational Mail podcast. Apparently Theroux tried to break in again, allegedly Theroux tried to break into his hotel room for whatever reason and failed. But again, he didn't get anything out of this guy. He was very, very specific about the individuals that he was targeting here. I don't know. Again, I'm just going to go through them one at a time here. Sneeko. All right. I will just say it. In fact, he even says it in a tweet that the Manosphere is dying. I'm no Sneeko. Manosphere is not dead. Manosphere is not dying. The Manosphere is actually growing at a very, very incrementally large rate. Otherwise, a sniveling cuck like Andrew Theroux would not be involved. I noticed the simp card here. Let me post up the simp card here, okay? Look at the simp card. Look at Andrew Theroux. Look at the simp card. Look at Andrew Theroux. I think it says for itself. Justin Waller, I've heard of him, but again, and HS Tiki Taki, I have heard of both of these guys. The only issue with both of these guys is, again, right, these guys are PUAs, not MGTOWs, so I'm not really especially interested in listening to what they have to say, so I don't really pay much attention. Sneeko is just an outright grifter. Myron Gaines, And again, I have posted up Myron Gain response and takedown down in the low bar if you want to have a look at it. I have got an outtake, which I got off Twitter of him, which I will post up. Actually, you don't want to know what? I'm actually going to run it right now. Because, I mean, this, what really stands out to me is that when he put this up, when Myron Gaines put this up, there were a whole bunch of people in there that went into attack mode on this thing. And it was very, very obvious, at least from my perspective, that they were attacking Myron, not the actual content himself. Now, I will say something after the fact about this, but yeah, this is Myron Gaines. This is the short version. The long version of this response is down in the low bar if you want to have a look.
As I was drawn into the conversation, I realized I too was being assessed by commenters in the chat. The anonymous posters did not hold back.
Men are able to redeem themselves in many ways if we're not physically attractive versus very hard for them to redeem themselves if they're not physically attractive.
Yeah, well, I feel like you've mixed two different... Yeah, well, I feel like you've mixed two different things. One is like, oh, of what a guy's interested in a relationship is sex.
But I'm saying is we don't even get to the relationship until he finds her attractive first.
Yeah, that...
Sexuality is her predominant value. And then as you get to know her more and more, that sexuality goes and other traits start to take over for importance.
For sure, but in the question about whether
you stupid.
She has to have lost respect for him for her to not be willing to have sex with her husband. That's a symptom of something else.
Well, she may be depressed. She may lack self-worth. I mean, there could be a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Not for 8 years. She don't like self-worth that much.
Yo.
Not 8 years. Yeah. I'm sorry, Louis.
Yeah. That is something you won't be seeing in the documentary. That second part. Again, I will probably have to look at the whole thing here. What can I possibly tell you about this? You know, the mainstream media is not your friend. And I don't want to turn this into a slam Sneeko and slam HS Tiki-Taki and slam Justin Waller. Because honestly, with the exception of Sneeko, I've heard of these guys and I've heard of their content, but I've never watched anything. And yeah, I will freely admit, like, I am in no way impressed with Sneeko as a person at all. He flips the script, and he will flip colors as quickly as depending upon what's going on. Now, the first guy that gets brought up, and you can see him on screen here, was HS Tiki-Taki. Again, I don't know that much about HS Tiki-Taki, so I can't comment on his style or his content. He does try to do the Andrew Tate thing quite a bit, at least the surface level stuff. Again, right, the difference, again, I can't really comment because I've never really listened to HS Tiki-Taki, and I'm not going to be going over to TikTok just to subscribe, just to listen to his content. He comes from the PUA faction of the, and by the way, it is PUA, it's not Red Pill. Red Pill is actually a much larger and broader concept that doesn't, of which the Manosphere is part of, but not the entire, the Manosphere is part of, but not entirely. The Manosphere is broken down into segments. The three largest of them being PUA, who have rebranded themselves as Red Pill, but they're basically the pickup artists. Two is MGTOW, which, by the way, contrary to what you might hear from, in particular, from the PUA / Red Pill content creators, is actually doing just fine at the moment and has been doing fine for a fairly long time. And then, of course, there's the men's rights activists. And it's like Louis Theroux, all four of his, like, first of all, Sneeko, I don't even consider Sneeko to be part of the Manosphere. But, I mean, the other three guys, H.S. Tiki Taki and Justin Waller in particular, only come from our own, from the PUA community. Myron Gaines started out in the PUA community, and he's kind of broadened out. Again, like, what's gone on here is that the quote-unquote PUA slash red pill community, when, by the way, the red pill is not, I'm just going to say PUA at this point. What happened is a lot of the content creators in the PUA community basically purloined a lot of the MGTOW content and now include that in their own content. Louis Theroux only in the that concludes these guys. By the way, just another quick photo. This is Louis Theroux's other really interesting documentary, which I haven't seen. The guy you see down below him is Jimmy Savile, a raging fucking pedophile, one of the worst fucking human beings on the planet. I don't know what happened in this documentary, but based on that photo, it could not have been particularly flattering, at least in hindsight for Louis Theroux. But Louis Theroux, by the way, also raised by a feminist mother. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it was possibly even a single mother household, or with either a stepdad or a father that just wasn't, again, right, coming from a similar background to Louis Theroux. There probably was no major father figure in his life. I'm going to have to assume here that if the mother got and this is me just spitballing at this point, I am going to have to assume that he was probably upper middle class, at least when this happened. So, I mean, yeah, he's probably had a bit of a silver spoon, but he didn't really have to struggle. Knowing what single mothers are like and knowing and again, you probably won't ever hear Louis Theroux admit this, knowing the way that the state has been, the gynocentric, what Rural Tomasi calls the gynocentric world order, talks about when they discuss this type of an issue. Yeah, he probably, yeah, extremely feminized. In fact, if you take a look at him, he looks like a feminized man, right? Again, right? Go look at this photo of him. He's the guy on the left. Again, take a look at that, Carl. Take a look at that. Now take a look at this. Now take a look at that. Yeah, I'm noticing a pattern here. My throat's dry tonight. What really stands out for me here is that, I mean, again, right, I can't really comment on most of the guys that Louis Theroux has in his documentary because I've not really seen a lot of the content that these guys have had in their stuff because I don't follow these guys. It's like, yeah, that's the one other thing. And this is something else that Louis Theroux never covers or ever bothers to discuss in that the Manosphere is not just these guys, right? Like the Manosphere, I have a video by Million Man, which I'm going to put on at the end of the show, which I think will describe it all. If he wanted to do an actual fair and unbiased search of the Manosphere, he would have gone over and he would have asked, and Rollo Tomasi talked about this very specifically. If he wanted to do an unbiased version of the Manosphere, I mean, he would have gone over, he would have got spoken to Rollo Tomasi. He would have gone over and contacted Paul Eel, and he would have gone over and contacted the Honey Badgers, Terrence Pop. I don't think he would have gotten Sandman live, but he could have gotten Sandman on interview, you know, like, assuming, of course, Sandman would even talk to him. He could have spoken to Aaron Clary. Like, there are a number of guys in the Manosphere beyond just the PUAs. He picked the PUAs. And again, right, and this is something that got mentioned in one of the two responses that Rollo did to this. He picked individuals with whom he knew were, like, for instance, in particular, HS Tiki Taki. He picked guys he knew were going to say the things that he needed to say. Louis Theroux did not come into this to quote unquote understand the Manosphere. That was never his intention. His intention was to do a hit piece from the start. And what really kind of blows my mind here is that a lot of these guys just kind of went along with it and didn't bother to question, didn't bother to ask questions. Well, one of them did, and his stuff does not appear. The time that Louis Theroux went over to interview this guy, this guy's stuff does not appear in the thing at all. But going through them, starting out with HS Tiki Taki. Now, HS Tiki Taki, again, I don't know that much about HS Tiki Taki, and that's something that I'm going to have to also spell out here for people who don't know anything about the Manosphere. It's like, I mean, you know, it's there was a time, probably before 2020, where everybody in the Manosphere kind of knew everybody else, right? Like, I think Rollo might, although I have only spoken to Rollo on Instagram a couple of times, you know, he's not, you know, he knows who I am. Most of the guys who were Manosphere content creators previous to 2020 know who I am. I'm going to bet maybe Myron Gaines has heard of me or has run across my content, but I'm going to bet you Sneeko, Justin, well, I don't know, maybe Justin Waller has come across some of my stuff. Pretty sure that HS Tiki Taki and Sneeko have never heard of me. Again, don't know if the Tates know who I am, and I don't care. And that's not because fuck Andrew Tate or fuck the Tates. It's just that, I mean, I've never had cause to interact with them. I'm a MGTOW. He's a PUA. There's not a lot of talk about this. So, yeah, he didn't cause, yeah. Louis Theroux did not come into this with the intention of actually learning anything. If he actually wanted to learn anything, there were people who probably would have been quite happy to speak to him, right? The only problem, you know, is that because he's tied into Netflix, right, and because he's tied into the mainstream media, a lot of people in the Manosphere are just simply not go. I mean, I myself had to turn down a reporter from the New York Times at one point, right? You know, I've learned that the mainstream media isn't your friend. So with the exception of Myron Gaines, who actually took the time to record his interactions with Louis Theroux to cover his ass, you know, like none of these guys are people that I really watch. And to assume that everybody in the Manosphere, again, to assume everybody in the Manosphere knows everybody, or that everybody in the Manosphere is like, they grow one big happy and there's this big secret location that we all meet up in to discuss how to suppress women or anything like that. No, that doesn't happen. What is going on here and what was pointed out, because I don't give a shit what Kamala Harris has to say. But I was a little bit shocked when I found this out. Kamala Harris actually blamed her loss in the presidential race on Myron Gaines and Andrew Tate. Now, again, right, the reason being for that is that Myron Gaines and Andrew Tate definitely did not come out in favor of Kamala Harris, right? The only issue is that the Manosphere, even a year and a half ago, the effect that these guys would have had on the voting process would have been absolutely minimal. And the Trump Kamala Harris race was never as close as it ever appeared to be, right? The pollsters have been botching these races for an extremely long time now. It's not like the influence that Tate and Myron Gaines had on the vote. It's like, again, right, even if you necessarily go into, well, he was influencing the quote minorities to vote for Donald Trump. No, Kamala, it was the way the Democrats were acting, specifically the way they acted around COVID and the way they basically just blew. There was a number of reasons why. I think one of the big reasons why is that you were acting willfully ignorant about Joe Biden's mental condition. Right. I think that probably had a lot to do with it as well. As I was discussing, I had a little phone call with V tonight before I started doing this video. Here's the thing, right? The Manosphere is going to start to have a major influence on political decisions starting this year. And I did a response, Donald Trump in the Manosphere, a few months ago, where I was speculating on where Donald Trump was going to end when the Manosphere was going to start having some type of weight. And it's like, I was expecting it was going to happen. I didn't think that they were going to get so desperate that they were going to attempt to start doing hit pieces on the Manosphere this early on, right? Again, Myron Gaines and Andrew Tate had very little influence on the election. I think if you're looking for somebody who maybe had a very significant influence on the Manosphere, why don't you go look at Joe Rogan? By the way, Joe Rogan is not a member of the Manosphere. You know, I don't have as broad a definition of who's in the Manosphere, say Rolo does, right? Like, I don't consider Patrick David to be in the Manosphere. I don't consider Jordan Peterson to be a member of the Manosphere, even though he has a lot of male fans and followers. I don't consider him to be a part of the Manosphere. I don't consider Patrick Bet David to be a member of the Manosphere. I don't even necessarily consider Sneeko to be a bit of a grifter, actually. So, I don't consider Sneeko to really be a member of the Manosphere at all. And that was the thing, right? He didn't actually go out and try to learn. He went out with an agenda and he picked individuals for this quote unquote documentary where he could edit stuff out. And again, Sneeko didn't save the content. It just ticky tocky, just didn't fucking care. Justin Waller, I really wish these guys should have, but somebody from the Manosphere would have spoken to Louis Theroux, regardless of circumstances, right? But this whole thing, and one of the big things that got pointed out about about this was like, oh, well, Louis Theroux just basically stands back and just lets these guys incriminate themselves. And it's like, well, actually, when, again, because I've seen a little bit of the Myron Gain stuff, actually, no, he doesn't. He kind of just basically, you know, again, right, because I saw this happen with I can't remember who the guy from the comedy channel.